وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the notion and concept of humankind and human being in the Holy Quran. And in previous episode, we started the discussion about the dimensions of the human being in the Holy Quran. And we said in one first division, we should know that there are two aspects, main aspects, in this creation. One of them is spiritual, the other is material. And in everything that happens to this creation, we should consider these two sides, the spiritual aspect. Nowadays, they call it psychological aspect. And then there is the biological aspect, which relates to the body and physical dimension of this being. And we were saying that like the way we have experiences of the material world, experiences through our eyes, we also have experiences through our soul, the mental relations that we have with other things. That there is a mental relation is undeniable, but if that mental relation is independent from the body or not is a matter of discussion. Nowadays, materialist people, they say, for example, even the dreams that you have and you believe they are the mental experiences that you have, they are not independent from the senses, meaning that it's just the reconstruction of previously perceived pictures that you have through your dreams. But we believe that it's not the case always. Sometimes, yes, it's true, and the dreams that we have, the experiences or supernatural experiences that we have are just delusions. And that's why we have to distinguish between, for example, wahy, which is divine revelation, true revelation of the unseen world, with delusions that some people may have. Or, for example, between the righteous dreams, al-ru'ya al-sadiqa, which has an interpretation, and al-azghath ahlam in the Holy Quran. Azghath ahlam means the dreams that are just the result of subconscious creating some pictures in the mind and is not independent from the body. Now, even in the experiences that we have that are independent, we should know that they don't show it. I mean, those truth that we see, we cannot see the truth, and the tools through which or the means through which you understand them are influenced by our sensory experiences. Now, this is very important and a bit difficult to understand and complicated, but if you're with me, the first part, experience, was completely dependent on our sensory experience, which we consider Azghath Ahlam, that dream or the experience is completely delusional. But then there are some experiences that it's a new content. It has a new content, but the form or the shape through which we see it is based on our previous pictures. We go through the verses of the Holy Quran, seeing some of the examples of this, and then examples of the righteous dream, Ar-Ru'ya Sadiqa. And then we see what it means. So one of them is the dream of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. It says, إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. I had a dream, my father, when he was a child, he came to his father and said, I had a dream. What was the dream? I saw in the dream 12 stars, And also sun and the moon, they were falling in prostration towards me. رأيتهم لي ساجدين. In this dream, the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam had seen these things, and it needed an interpretation. But we will talk about the interpretation when we also talk about other dreams or examples of Ru'ya Sadiqa in the Holy Quran after the break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the examples of the righteous dream, Ru'ya Sadiqa, in the Holy Quran. One of them was the dream of the Pharaoh or the king of Egypt at the time of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سَمَانٍ. I see seven fat cows that are eaten by seven thin cows. And the rest of the dream. Aftuni fi ru'yai. And it says to the people of his court, interpret this dream for me. In kuntum lirru'ya ta'burun. If you are capable of ta'bir. Ta'bir means to go through something to somewhere. Al-ubur means when passage. So they knew that this is a symbol, that you should pass from it to some. This is a sign. In itself does not have a meaning, but as a sign it has a meaning. So another case was the dream of the people, the co-prisoners or the inmates, so to speak, with Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. I have a dream in which I am taking the juice of grape. وَقَالَ الْآخَرَ أَنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا. I see myself that I have bread on my head. نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ. Ta'wil also means to interpret the dreams. Or لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ. The dream of the Prophet. In all of these examples, there's a need for interpretation. Interpretation means that when we see, especially people who are not Prophet, who have not access to the divine revelation, what they see is shaped and morphed and formed based on their previous sensory experiences. So they can, for example, the king of Egypt, he had seen some truth. And the truth was that, for example, there will be 7 years of famine and then 7 years of, first 7 years of rain and then 7 years of famine. So this truth, he saw it in the form of a different thing. So he could not do ta'wil. He could not. Ta'wil means when you take something to the origin. So from the origin, in the origin, it was 7 years. But in the mental picture of this individual, it showed itself in the shape of cows, for example, eating other cows. This is called interpretation. So you still see the influence of sensory experiences of people, but it shows that the soul could receive something which was not just the sensory experience of the past, reconstruction of the, I don't know, subconscious. It is telling something about the future. It is telling him some new content about things that were not among his perceptions before. So this is true, that some of the dreams out there are true dreams and through interpretation. But to distinguish between which dream is a true dream, which dream is not, many people fall into the pitfall of superstition. Some people, they have misinterpretations and trying to do things which is not for them. It's very sometimes dangerous. CC person completely lost in fear because of the interpretation he has made up for himself or herself, which is completely wrong. So I urge brothers and sisters, if they had a dream, according to the advice of our ulama, what you do is that you give sadaqah, charity, in order to, if anything that worries you, you stop that as well, and you have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not jump into the interpretation. Actually, interpretation of the dreams and the belief that you make afterward is something that sometimes have consequences. The fact that there are righteous dreams doesn't make it or doesn't allow us to interpret those dreams as well. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in understanding the true teachings of the Holy Islam and acting according to them. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي